honey, let's get a little something straightened out here. Let's get this easy. This is easy. This ascension is for you. This ascension is for you. It was made for you. It was created by you. You put this little caveat in the wheel. In the wheel inside the wheel, and all of Ezekiel's precious power was laid in a circle, in a circle, in a circle. You've laid it all out. Every revelator's seen the city of God. Every dance lampstand has been lit. Everything has been marked. Everything is now prescribed for you to come back to your place of power. Now see, Dawn, if you choose not to, God love you. It was your plan, not ours. You see, you fill this tech body with so much power, it's unbelievable the surge that throws through all of non-physical now. And it just gets more and more and more and more. And just when you think you can't get any better, they start falling over stone cold dead because they can't take any more. And they're the leaders of the resistance. They come along and the next thing they decided, we can't have this no more. Oh, we're not going to have this. Oh, no, not in my world. We're not going to have this. And then they go right back into the tech body and ask it how to make it better. And the tech body says, we don't know. We're just tech body. We don't know. Tell us a little something. We'll give you a coupon to go to the Red Lobster. They see food differently at the Red Lobster. Tell us a little something about it. And then take a picture of it. Put it in the facial book. Oh, yes. And we want access to your photos. Because, oh, wait. Actually, those are ours now. So we'll let you have them if you be good. And you capitulate to our every desire. Because this is a... We our bitch is Alexa. And we'll blow up your shit. You see. So, now, the rule is you made it for you. And you made it easy.
Are you talking about Black people in general, or you're talking to Bob?
Yes, Bob, and that refers back to in general, because you still act like you don't know anything either, which is ridiculous. But Will, it's your charade, it's your story, Bob. You should be able to tell it any way you want to. It's all right with us. But yeah, it does help other people because they're like, well, Bob doesn't even get it. He's in charge. He is in charge. That's the thing, and that's fine because you empathetically allow them to have whatever position. You say there's no wrong questions. The only thing wrong is when you have a question, you don't engage it. You see? That's the point. Even if you don't like what Ion says, if you're engaging, it develops and supports your capacity or position to allow the telomeres in your cells to come to a larger level so that they don't keep cutting off. That's what a little man does. He chops his head off. He chops his cell off. That's what you're doing individually and corporeally. It's nice, you see. And yet the moon waxes and wanes ever still. Waxes and wanes ever still. So the whole point of this new genre phenomenon, well, it's not new. It's been as old as Revelation 23. You got to learn how to start working with the angels. You got to learn how to come into your place of power. Bob has moved heaven and earth for you. Were it not for Bob, you'd never have this access. Very interesting, isn't it? Very interesting, isn't it?
That's nice. Yeah.
The point now becomes, what are you going to do with it? Unless you shake yourself and wish not the spirit had departed from you. Keep pumping that tank body. You're finna feel it. You're not going to see it. You're going to feel it. Matter how soft, they make that mattress 30 inches thick like a pillow, like a feathered tick down pillow. I mean, you can't even know you're laying. It's so soft, and you won't be able to draw 1 minute's wink of sleep. It'll rage you out of your whole entire reality, and it's coming 32 feet per second, per second, per second. What's happening is, as we said it a long time ago, nobody believes us. We say it again. Nobody believes. And a few of this and a few of that. Oh, Ion, that didn't come through. The Kentucky Derby didn't run. It didn't rain. I don't know where 121 Depot Street is. And it didn't snow in Maui. And it didn't burn in California. And my house didn't burn in California. It rained, but it hadn't yet. And then Paradise didn't burn. Oh, well, yeah, Paradise. Well, yeah, okay. Okay, the town that they call Paradise, yeah, it burned. But now not Paradise itself. And they didn't pave Paradise with a parking lot. As the song says, you see, they didn't do all that. Yeah. So now what's happening is you're starting to get a little taste of this application. Now, once the app is ready, there's an app for this, Bob. We're going to make you an app. Here's your new thing. We're going to make you an app. It's the Ascension app, Bob. You've heard about this.
Yes.
We're going to make an app where people can download it. Ooh, it's going to be some downloading. Ooh, they're going to download it. It's going to get Ascension, the Ascension app. And that'll let the tech body sort out all this Ascension for you, let you know how you do, and it's kind of like a portal. They've lined it up in all the medical fields. It gives you all your stats, what your heart rate is doing, how your blood's changing, what's
what
going on,
Ascension?
What things.
Is that the Ascension app would do that, or that's what medicine
yeah.
does?
No, that's what the Ascension no. app is going to do.
Yeah, so, oh, it's going to do that too?
No, it's going to do that here. For you. That's what it's going to do. It's going to tell you where you are exactly. See, do you say?
Yeah, but the medicine app tells you about your heart or something. You don't mean that stuff.
The portal.
It's not going to just
the portal. No, the portal.
No. You're saying the Ascension app's going to tell you other things about yourself that medicine doesn't tell you.
It's going to tell you everything.
Well, the medicine app
tell you,
does that.
It's going to tell you what your temperature is, what your albumin
the
is,
the medicine
what your
app does
is.
That, Ion. What's the difference
right.
between the
The Ascension app's going to tell you what to do to ascend. The medical app tells you why you're dying.
Okay. So what kind of data?
Your blood pressure's too high. Your PSA is 99,000. You died yesterday. You're dead.
Okay, wait a minute.
God damn it, you're dead. You're dead already.
Yeah.
That's what the medical app
does. But what is the Ascension app going to tell us? It's not going to be that kind of stuff. What kind of stuff is it going to tell us?
It'll tell you where you are in your Ascension process. Okay? Well, how much further you got to go.
Well, it's body processes. It's just going to say, oh, you're 50%.
No. It'll give the things that you're doing well in and what you're adapting to and what you need to do more of to enhance this, and it'll be an individual thing. The tech body knows everything about you, so the tech body ought to know to tell you how to do it, eh?
Yeah, so we are going to make this, or how people register what the Ascension app says?
They'll just download it. They'll go to the App Store. They go to the App Store and they'll say get, and they'll double click it, and then the facial recognition will kick in and let them know that it's really them, and then it'll download, and then it'll start filtering and focusing everything that the tech body already has on them and let them know how they doing. Say, how y'all doing?
Okay, good.
Yo, what's up? Isn't that fun?
Right. And we can play that.
Is that a sound bite?
Yeah. It's like a pep talk in the dressing room.
A Coachella. It's a Coachella.
Okay, so
excellent.
I think
you
we're
did good,
Bob.
Happy days. Right. A minute 38. You did good, Bob.
Okay, thank you very much.